This is GIS News. Coming up, Ministry of Health to expand Alexandria Hospital. OUR Act amended to enhance transparency and farmers being paid more for Blue Mountain coffee. The details after the break.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Cecil Charlton Hall in Mandeville on October 30, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SagiCorps, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Cecil Charlton Hall, Mandeville, Friday, October 30, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health and the Northeast Regional Health Authority, NERA, have signed a letter of intent to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Patel Foundation for Global Understanding to expand the Alexandria Community Hospital in St. Anne. The project will include the expansion of the maternity, pharmacy, dental, and diagnostic X-ray services. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, says an oversight committee will be established and managed by the board of NERA.
So it is in keeping with the existing infrastructure.
Dr. Harvey is assuring that the no-user fee policy will be maintained and no patients will be disenfranchised. The Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR Act, has been amended to enhance transparency and boost investor confidence within the electricity sector. The bill was recently passed in the House of Representatives. Energy Minister Philip Powell, who piloted the bill, noted that investors have repeatedly expressed concern as it relates to the seeming lack of transparency with the mechanism being utilized to set tariffs for the electricity sector.
The OUR Amendment Bill will seek to address these matters by requiring the Office of Utilities Regulation to be guided by not only the amended Office of Utilities Regulation Act, but also the new Electricity Act, the amended and restated All-Ireland Electric License 2011, and certain principles when setting tariffs for the electricity sector.
Section 16 of the Principal Act has been amended to allow the OUR to make regulations outlining the procedure for analytical tools to be used in determining the tariffs applicable to prescribed utility services for the generation, transmission, distribution, supply, and use of electricity. The government's capacity to protect the country's ecosystem against the threat of foreign plants, animals, and pathogens has been boosted with the launch of the Jamaica Invasive Species Database. The database was developed under the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP-funded National Biodiversity Strategic and Action Plan Project. It provides crucial information on how alien invasive species are brought into the island, where they are located, and the extent of their invasion, among other things. Deputy Resident Representatives of the UNDP, Dr. Elsie Lawrence Chanoon, says the database is important for the conservation, protection, and sustainable use of Jamaica's biological resources. She notes that Jamaica is considered one of the most biodiversified islands in the Caribbean region.
Jamaica has more than 8,000 recorded species of plants and animals and 3,500 marine species. That's a lot for a small island.
The Jamaica Invasive Species Database is the first comprehensive portal of its kind on the island. And the Mavis Bank Coffee Company has increased the purchase price for Blue Mountain coffee to $10,000 per box due to strong demand for the produce from Japanese importers. That's the word from Managing Director and CEO Senator Norman Grant following a recent meeting with Japanese importers of local coffee. Senator Grant says the increased price is part of a major thrust to expand Jamaican produce and took effect on October 15.
The demand for the Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee is very strong, and I'm very, very happy to indicate that the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory, we have decided to increase the price for Blue Mountain coffee to $10,000 a box, paying a first payment of $8,800 and a final payment of $1,200. And I think that this will certainly give a lot of momentum to our coffee farmers to continue to do well in coffee production.
The delegation to Japan also included Director of Coffee Traders and Chairman of Jamaica Coffee Exporters Association Jason Sharp, Wallingford Coffee Company CEO Mark McIntosh, and Acting Director General of the Coffee Industry Board Steve Robinson. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.